Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hope this is the right track. It is. Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé. How are these fuckers not all in AA? Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy, enough to last 7 years.
Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs in the summer house. Oh well, oh well,
sing
oh
it
well.
With us.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Will they take Hannah's calls? Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo-bop-bop, 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 yeah.
Poodle, what's your definition of love?
Ooh, I have four pillars.
Four pillars.
Getting dick down.
Oh, pillar one.
Pillar one. It's better if the dick is like a pillar.
Yes. What's a Roman column?
Opulent gifts.
Oh, that's number two. Okay. Pillar three.
I would say quality time.
Quality time. Okay.
Did I say getting dick down?
Okay. You did. That was number one. And what's pillar four?
I said it, getting dick down.
Oh, it comes back again.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, guys, that's love. That's love on Reality Gays.
That's love.
That's love.
When you're like, is there more? And he's like, here you go. And you're like, that's love.
Yeah. And then there's a DP. That's real love.
Yo, this is Summer House. That's not amore.
It's not amore.
This isn't love. This isn't love.
Isn't love season? There is no fat man singing over two dogs kissing on spaghetti. Not happening this episode. In fact, they're throwing it at each other.
That's exactly the description for the Disney movie. It's exactly for Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
Who? And then they suck noodle together, and one of them gets fixed.
Yeah. And who? They did a live action Lady and the Tramp, didn't they? Who?
No. How would you do that?
No, I think they did. A poodle, computers.
Oh, you mean like live? I thought about like a people, like a person playing Tramp and Lady.
Oh, God.
Costumes.
Ooh, Justin Theroux. Justin Theroux voiced the Tramp.
Did he? Like, so it was two dogs.
Yeah. And then Tessa Thompson. Oh, she was Lady. Who played? But I want to know who played the big chef? That's what I want to know.
I could not be less interested in this.
Yeah. Oh, my friend Parvesh was in that movie. Look at that.
We need to move on.
Okay, we need to move on. Okay. Sorry. I'm here.
Anyway. Well, let's...
Oh, Ken Jeong's in there. Okay. I got to get off of this page. Sorry. I'm here.
Let's talk about this kind of epic... We talked a little bit before. It was exciting.
That's a tight F you got there, Kyle. Tight F you got there,
that
Kyle.
That was a little hot. I'm not going to lie. Also, when Andrea jumped into Craig's arms, I felt something.
And you wanted them to make out?
Yeah. I think both of them would make out with guys.
I think Andre would love Craig's smooth asshole. And I think Craig actually...
I love your smooth asshole.
And I think Craig would be the first time Andy lets someone top him. And he would love it. He would love it. Wow, I went somewhere too. Wow.
Anyway, we need to go somewhere, please. I'm getting out of here. So y'all, Lens and Luciano are fucking in the bed because she just found him and she's like, I got a one night stand.
She's like,
that was gross.
Who's Tracy?
Now, one thing I did not love, and we'll start doing teabags, is Paige like, what are we running, a brothel? When did we become this priss?
Well, I mean, that's a little, I think you said before we started, a little sex shaming, Paige.
Yeah.
If I'm 35 and I'm single, I want to get yours. I'm going to get mine.
That was a little weird. And I guess, I don't know, we talked about this before.
Paige hates Lindsay.
She does. And
she really does.
It kind of colors what Paige does when Lindsay is, and kind of the talk that's around when Lindsay, and I, yes, there was some behavior that Lindsay put away and some kind of like feathers ruffling of Sierra that Lindsay had done. But I think the blame lays squarely with Paige for just starting this.
Yes, and Austin.
Oh, but how could I forget? Yes.
Yeah,
let's make clear.
The whole point, they all forgot.
Let's make clear that the Austin did all of this. He came in there.
Thick tongue.
Told
all these women what they wanted to hear, and he played them against each other.
And so the other thing being that, and sadly, I think we were talking about this earlier. Sadly, y'all, Austin will be able to keep doing this because he's still remotely fuckable. Until he gets ugly or too old where he can't fuck the girls he wants to fuck anymore, and then he eventually will settle down.
He might get a penis pump like Papa Mar and just pump it up.
Yeah, but there was a moment where your father couldn't get the same girls he used to have. You have to move on to a different type.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
that happened. It really is, again, y'all, we keep saying before, we talked about this show a lot before we started, and then we realized we need to start the show, which normally doesn't happen, but we did. I said that you were like, but I think it's the difference. I know it was patronizing the way Lindsay kind of said it, but she is right as far as the age difference, because Sierra has believed everything Austin has told her, and Lindsay knows better.
And oh,
I mean, because Lindsay's smart. It's just Lindsay has been fucked over by more guys because you're 35 years old and you've been fucked over.
She's been screwed over. Lindsay's been screwed over so many. Lindsay's been screwed over more than New Jersey. And that's a lot of times for poor Jersey.
And poor Jersey, where Sierra, when Austin said, I'm not into her, and like, but I mean, Austin did say to her, I don't want a serious relationship right now, though. He did say that about Madison in the winter house.
He did. He said, in the winter house. Like there's a
in the winter house.
In the winter house when they were talking.
That's true.
I can see the plaque, the little board there. The Winter House.
The Winter House.
Sounds like a period movie with Judy Dench and Ian McKellen. And it is a movie where they both are, I don't know, he's maybe losing his memory and she's kind of, and they go to the Winter House.
Is this a prequel or is this an epilogue of Salt Wives when one of them is older and moved inland to the Winter House?
This is same producers. It's not same production company.
Okay.
This is Standard Poodle Productions.
Standard Poodle. SPP.
That's happening, y'all. Standard Poodle Productions is happening. We're going to make Splibes. We're going to make the Winter House.
Wow. Wow. All right.
All these shows that I want to make that only I and a lot of people said on the Poodle streaming network that you would want to see too, but there's like 11 of you.
There's like 11 in this. But yes, so I agree. I think so that's we're talking about with Paige and sex shaming and all that. It's full stop. We've said this before. Paige and Lindsay hate each other, and you've talked about like the age difference and how Lindsay kind of was the old guard and then the new guard of Hannah. And so it's not that Paige is wrong in what she's saying, but at least to me, she's right. Lindsay doesn't care what other people think, but then Paige goes on to say like Austin's a piece of shit and Lindsay's just is second right behind him. And yeah. I'm like, I don't think I agree with that. I mean, it's this again. I don't love what. Well, we can get in. I can go in. But what's your first T-bag?
No, I was just to follow up what you're saying is that is she's using that she can't hide her distaste for Lindsay, and they're not friends. So she's obviously going to blame her that it helps her game if Sierra also hates Lindsay.
And Lindsay hides her distaste and it drives Sierra and Paige crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Lindsay is not going to like Sierra just because she's friends with Paige. Full stop.
Nope. She doesn't have to.
Because she will never let the... She sat there just cool as a cucumber the whole time.
Lindsay, and that's the thing. Lindsay's been with this show since the beginning. She doesn't have to do a great performance. She's going to be invited back because she gets activated. Lindsay is
she works in PR.
Yeah, she's a very self-absorbed person.
She's so good on this show.
They're exactly right to say that Lindsay. She didn't care about me. She's not friends with you. She's not friends with you. She's not friends with Paige. She's not friends with you, Sierra. She didn't give a shit about you. She's friends with Kyle.
Kyle, yeah. And Carl, and you've said before about people, but there's no emotional
currency.
Yeah.
No. Weirdly, with people who she does care about, Carl, she's always checking in. How are you, Carl? How are you? And even Kyle to an extent, but Danielle and other friends, like she is a loyal friend, but she, if you're not going to be in her friend group, she doesn't give a fuck about you. And it is a miscalculation for, I don't think it is for Paige, because Paige knows she can't really come for Lindsay because Lindsay doesn't give a shit about her. But Sierra miscalculates that if she actually reasons, she needs to tell Lindsay how she feels. So if Lindsay knows how Sierra feels, that she'll understand. And we all know this is not going to end well.
Lindsay's not going to understand. She's going to get activated and then be, I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of difference. I think the first thing, my first teabag is, second teabag is, I'm going to just jump to it, y'all, because not a lot happens except for kind of more at the end, but pardon me. This prenup is fraudacity, right?
Like, totally. This is the ultimate. I feel like this was one of the when they storyboarded Kyle and Amanda's marriage storyline on this when they did plot points.
Uh-huh.
This was definitely there. I don't really understand why, but because Amanda even said, we built this company together. Why would... it doesn't... And she's not... y'all, sentient hoodie, Amanda, has a little bit of a backbone this time.
Yeah, agreed. And she has... I like it, too. She has no reason to not...
Yeah.
If this happened in real life, Amanda would have freaked the fuck out.
You're right. That's why it's fraudacity. She was way too calm.
Yes. She would have been screaming. She would have started crying. She would have been like victim, like, Ron, Kyle, how could you do this? And da da da. Like, she would have gone into all of that. And the fact that she was just like, well, make a plan and show me. And I'm like, who is this Anna Wintour bitch? Who is this?
And the other girls would be able to like combing her hair. It's okay, Anna. Yes. I promise it's going to be fine.
It would have totally spun her out. So, yeah.
Yeah, so audacity. I agree. Totally. My next one is... Amazon's calling me. They can leave it at the thing. You always know it's Amazon. It's like 206. No one gives a shit.
What do people in Seattle do? Do they just not answer any calls?
I would think about that. People probably get Seattle numbers all the time, and they're like, that's Amazon. They'll leave it there. There's probably a grandmother in Seattle who never gets to talk to her grandson.
Never gets to talk to her grandson.
Or like, she gets a new number. He never answers.
That's it. That's it.
I guess he's moved on. Don't know with an old lady no more. I don't know why she's Seattle and Southern, because she's moved there.
Because she just moved there. That's it. That's it.
So my first teabag, or my second teabag, is let's talk about Carl and Bookenzie. Where did Bookenzie come from? We're thinking about names with starts with B, that it had to be with B. And you said Bookenzie. And
I didn't say Bookenzie.
So I can only call Mackenzie Bookenzie.
Bookenzie. I forgot what that came from. So I'm sure Eliza or someone will tell us.
We've done too many shows.
We found out from our Sissy Squad, which, by the way, 10,000 strong. Y'all, 10,000
strong.
Global Fund for Children, that's a charity this month. We're helping Ukrainian efforts or charities in Ukraine and local charities give supplies to children that are refugees. This is also, they're working in Andrei's home country of Moldova.
Andrei, from
90 Day. They're working in, because there's a refugees crisis, y'all, in Moldova, also Romania. I don't know if they're working in Poland, but I think I just read like Poland's getting like a ton too now, too.
Of people.
So anyway, maybe y'all.
Not. At least hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
And so we just wanted to help out Ukraine as best as we could. So if you go to the Facebook group and you give in the face, it goes directly to the charity.
Yep. So we vetted that charity. So that's because a lot of times we were hearing about charities in Ukraine that were not legit. This one is completely legit. But let's talk about this kind of moment where Carl is basically, Mackenzie is there, and she was from, you told us she is from Love Island. And I kept thinking, I don't think we watched her season. The American one is just boring, y'all. It's just really, really boring.
The UK one is so good.
But it's interesting. She's definitely made for reality TV because her face kind of doesn't move. She's kind of got one of those, she's completely lovely, I guess, but she's just kind of, it's weird because he says, you know,
hold on. I just want to finish this. She reminds me of the blonde girl from Fuckboy Island.
Yes, Sarah. Yes,
thank you. That's her name. Sorry, go ahead.
She reminds me of a little less than Megan Fox. I think it's the eyebrows. But she's talking, and Carl's basically saying things like, you know, and this is someone who's coming into sobriety pretty newly still. He's saying, you know, a year ago, I think about where I was, and they're not. He's like, we need to take things slow and blah, blah, blah. And weirdly, though, he is still getting super emotional. He is crying in front of her.
He's so hot when he cries. He's so hot when he cries.
I just need to tell her, honey, your emotional bonds are way, way too strong for this kind of relationship. When I know he's just at sobriety, and that's what happens a lot of times.
The reason why they tell you to wait for a year to date people.
But honey, this is a red flag. And if this, for anybody, I would say, if you're having these type of super hyper emotional conversations and you're a very hyper emotional support person for this, and they're not letting you know where you are, where you're standing, because they need more time, they're telling you everything you need to know.
No, and it's just this. That's why, y'all, you're so emotional and raw in that first year, because you're all these emotions that you drank away or you or used drugs, you're feeling now. It's a good sign that he said, basically he said, I want to take this slow. And he pulled a Janet Jackson, let's wait a while.
Yeah, I feel like because they slept in the same bed, I don't know if they messed around or they do kiss. I don't see chemistry.
I don't really. It feels like
it's a friend vibe.
Does it feel like an uncle and his niece to you?
Yeah. And they don't seem to. They're both trying to convince. I think he especially is trying to convince everyone that he's really into her. And all the cast like, oh yes, we love her. Oh my god, she's the best. And you're like, you don't give a shit about Bukinzi.
No, they don't.
You'll be happy with the next bar slut he brings home. Actually, he won't do that anymore because he doesn't go to bars.
Well, that's it. He's not doing that anymore, and I don't think she is a bar slut. So he's kind of like trying to figure out the new normal.
Nothing wrong with bar sluts, y'all. I'm one of them.
Okay. I want to bring this up, too, because we were talking about this via text earlier. I think Carl has beautiful, thick legs. And you want to say, because I think his calves are thick, and you don't think – you said you thought he has skinny legs.
I said, here's what you said.
We need decisions.
Thick legs to me usually mean thighs. Now, and when you brought up calves, that is true. But he has, that's what I think of thick legs. I think of thick thighs. And I don't think he has, maybe he does. I know he has a big booty.
Ooh. Ooh.
But I thought his legs are kind of normal size. Maybe I'm wrong. I need to go back and look at some more pictures.
You know what? In the
interior room.
Yes, this is not your fault or my fault. Carl needs to send us nude pictures, and then we'll know.
That's hopeful. Oh, that dick is nice. I'm saying it now. It's not spectacularly big, but it is pretty. He like takes down his pants, and it's like things like
yeah. It's got an angel ring around it. I also think he's thick.
He might give you the herp though. Just to be honest,
He's fucked a lot of people.
Sorry, Carl. I think we were trying to get you on the show. We bugged that away now. God damn it. I always do that.
I don't think anybody from Summer House is going to come on our show. Paige did, but with Hannah.
Yeah, I would. God, I'd love to talk. I'd love to get Lindsay. I don't know. I think some are thirsty enough to do it. Sierra might. She's doing all kinds of appearances. She did a commercial.
Well, Sierra, come on our show. Anyway, all right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Okay, we're back. back. We're back. Let's talk about the ultimate. I want you to be my girlfriend, but I don't want to call you my girlfriend.
I need you to go to visit my parents' house. And then while my parents are sleeping, when we get in my childhood bed, I just want to bend over and I just want you to lick my smooth asshole for like 5 hours.
It's like a Corvette. It's like one of those little dog like car beds.
Stop!
I've got a poster of a Lamborghini over my bed. Y'all, oh my God. If you were a boy, especially if you were a gay boy and you had a poster of a Lamborghini over your bed, you were saying, please, God, make me straight. Yeah.
You're saying, I don't want to put that, I don't want that poster of Kathy Ireland up on my wall anymore. Can I just look at this car? And then my dad's like, oh, Matthew, you're getting into cars? I'm like, yeah, Dad. And then my dad took me to a car show and it was the like worst Sunday of my life.
I had a picture because I didn't want a girl's picture. And yeah. It was kind of acceptable because I really wanted Syrah's Le Grand Jatte. Sunday on the Grand Shot.
Wow.
Wow. Syrah, I'm sorry, I said Syrah. Like Petite Syrah.
Yeah. He didn't want any posters at Walmart. I had to buy him art down at the Pickens Museum.
Jay Bird, talking about pointillism.
Can't you just be like the other boys?
My mother, I can imagine me telling my mother what pointillism was. I don't know how to do this.
What do you mean it's just dots? It's not Peyton. I can do that. I can do that. Dot, 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 dot.
Salvador Dali. Oh, seems like a weirdo to me. Look at that mustache.
Wow. Wow. So, it's... So, okay.
My poor mother.
Your poor mother. Craig is pulling... you know, the more and more... this relationship, I've become less of a fan of, now that I know of Paige and Craig, because I just feel like, Craig is, he's trying not to be a fuckboy, but this fact that like, I mean, good for Paige, but he's acting like her boyfriend, but then he doesn't want to just put the boyfriend label on it.
No. What he wants is to communicate to her all the signs that things are serious. And then when he pulls back, she's ultimately gaslit, and she goes, he's like, I never told you we were really anything. She's like, I met your parents. And he's going, well, I know, I just wasn't meaning that was something. So he has plausible deniability every time.
Which is kind of what Austin did, but Austin, I can't believe I'm saying this. He's worse at it, but Austin didn't go so much as far as a relationship.
That's true.
That Craig is going.
He just wants to fuck everything. Everything he can get. Yeah.
Till the day he dies, y'all. Till the day he dies. He's just... by the way, I'm glad that there's a hurricane coming on Sunday, and that was the least volatile thing that happened this episode.
It's true. They kind of said it, and I was surprised. We did get Hurricane Sierra. At the end, yeah. And Hurricane Danielle in a different way. Two hurricanes coming at one another.
I want to talk about, okay, it's been a slow burn, but I mean, maybe because I'm liking Maya and Maya more because she's not necessarily the best reality. This is my teabag, Maya and her date. She's not the best necessarily for reality TV because she kind of doesn't like bullshit and keeps it real. But it sure is. I mean, it was kind of shitty, but it was also kind of funny to watch how like she was judging the fuck out of Oliver on this date.
I get it because this is kind of how I was. I do know that a lot of times I thought it was kind of cute when I was giving guys hard times. And I think he got it, but I will say there are a certain number of men who will not get it and don't like it when you are shitty to them. Some of you would have said, no, I thought she was just being flirty. She had an edge to it. And so...
24-year-old poodle had an edge if he has to continue.
So I know because I did that kind of stuff. I would have said something like, what kind of freak doesn't like sour cream? You need to do better.
Okay. How did you feel? This is another thing. First of all, she already, Sierra told her, just be light and airy. She said, that's not my aesthetic. Best line of the show.
Two, yep.
Also,
I'm crazy.
You just went off on a diatribe about French fries, and Maya just did this on her date.
She did. Table fries, y'all. Table fries would help so much. She said, I will say, I don't mind fries with mayonnaise. It's not my choice. But an aioli is different. Because if you call it, even though it's very similar to a mayo, there's something about an aioli I can get behind, but not fries with mayo. But
she looked at him like, what, do you just put ketchup on your fries?
I would like to say, maybe the first guy you date is also not a chef. Yes, he was Chef Bo, Chef O something, like that was his Instagram. I know. I was like,
Oh.
I know.
Oh, because Danielle knows him, because Danielle yells, Robert, oh, not good. No.
No, I was like,
I'm not for this.
We said before, I think she's going about it the best way she knows how, of not dating for a while, but honey, you got to date someone who's completely different, especially when you're getting back into it. You need some messy relationships. You need to enjoy that for a while.
Or even like, it sounds like she did have a messy relationship because she had a chef. So but maybe
it's your engagement. So it had to be some, it was stable. It might've been messy, but it was stable in that way. That's what I'm talking about. Kind of, she needs to see how the other half lives besides chefs.
She needs a fuck-a-thon. That's what she needs.
Fuck-a-thon.
Just 4 years Two of years. Fucking.
Well, I don't think she, that's not for her. Or maybe she could find the beauty in that. A beauty in a good fuck-a-thon.
Y'all, if you're a beautiful woman in your mid to late 20s, I'm telling you, have at least a two-year fuck-a-thon where you're a moratorium or whatever. You can't date.
That's you're just something fucking. You can't do. You put a moratorium.
You're just fucking.
I highly recommend it. I do it every 6 months.
Well, honestly, it's kind of what Sierra needs to do because it was hard for me to put myself out there. And so kind of, I'm not saying you need to have sex with her, but I will say if you just date people and you make yourself date a lot of people with no expectation.
Yeah.
That's where I think Lindsay is coming from, where Lindsay doesn't give any fucks as much because she's just, when you date a lot of people, you realize it's not about you.
Yeah.
Like Austin, it's not about Sierra. It's about Austin. He's a man child. It has nothing to do with her. It's not even about Madison.
Madison
is like this creature. That is like the one person. Exactly. And she's also one person who calls Austin on his bullshit.
Which
and
is that his weakness.
Austin, yep, it's his weakness. So it's just, that's what Lindsay has learned. Even though, anyway.
It would be, for Sierra, the best thing, because it's easy when you're 23, 24, 25, that's what Sierra is, to get taken in by a fuckboy, especially fuckboys who speak real pretty. And when Austin is alone with Sierra, he knows all the right words.
Oh, master.
Because someone like Austin, you guys, I'm not going to go as far, probably, I'm not going to go as far as to say he's a predator. He definitely knows how to predate. So that's what I will say. He knows how to get what he wants.
He does.
And for that time, and he says all the right things, even though he's not thinking 3 weeks down the road, they were doing Winterhouse. They were kind of falling in love in Winterhouse in 11 days, y'all. That's how long it was. 11 days. And then she said he said he wasn't ready. And she kind of was extremely Twitter-pated by him. Because he signaled, y'all, I guarantee you part of Austin's success is he makes you feel like you're the only person in the room. There's star quality with people. Yeah. And for Sierra is a gorgeous, gorgeous woman, but you can tell she's got a lot of insecurities. And if you can fill those insecurities up, she will follow you anywhere at 25. She will learn later on. But
yeah, it's just that she believes him. That do you think she's, you know, I don't know if she's just used, because Austin, what's different about Austin, some guys treat you like shit, and you know they're going to treat you like, some boys.
Ooh,
some
I know. Boys, ooh, love it. Boys,
they treat you like shit, and it drives you crazy. Whereas Austin,
he's the other end of the spectrum.
He gives you this false sense of security where you feel like you can trust him and that he really genuinely cares about you. And in that moment, Austin does care about you in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. He believes all what he's saying.
And then he leaves Vermont, which you see why, A, why he and Lindsay would never work out as a couple, even though she's told him I loved him.
No.
It would never work out as a couple because y'all, they're really very similar.
She's a fuck girl and he's a fuck boy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but where was I going with that? We were talking
about Maya and Oliver. Do you want to talk about the conversation that Maya and Lindsay and Danielle had?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so that's where Maya's just like, do you feel okay with it? Oh, we do find out a little bit that Danielle and Maya talk, and Danielle's like, Oliver, I think there's more the date than we saw, because Danielle does say, Oliver texted me and he said, you were the bomb. And she was like, okay. So
she's like, I'm trying not to be my, or she said, I'm excited, but I'm trying to curb that.
Yeah. And Antonio is cooking his Italian dinner.
Andrea.
Andrea is cooking his Italian dinner. Meanwhile, so Maya sits down.
Trying to have a lovely time and show everyone his Fer Augusto. And so we think, oh, what a lovely evening. And then we see what the trouble is brewing. Just speaking parcel tongue in Sierra's ear.
Kind of, yes.
You should go off tonight. That was, ugh.
Yeah, I don't, whether she, yeah, I just, I think it was, you, she's too close. Paige is too close to the fire to the situation. Whereas, yeah. You know, because honestly, I think a lot of Paige's frustration with Craig is wrapped up in this.
I agree. It's transference, like you were saying earlier. But I think what happened, in essence, Paige weaponized Sierra's anger to Lindsay.
Yeah, I don't know if she did that consciously, but she totally 100% did. Yeah, it happened.
Because they hate each other too, y'all. Paige hates Lindsay.
I just want to point out, this is maybe the first conversation we've had Lindsay seen with Maya. Or maybe literally the first. I realize this is how little they all don't know each other. I realized, have we seen Lindsay have a conversation with any other woman than Danielle?
No, because she's not friends with any other woman in the house. She doesn't give a shit about any of them. Because she's self-absorbed and only wants her friends that she likes. Like, she's a man's woman. She's a man's woman. Seinfeld.
She is not friends with women. She is not. No. Danielle's a different story because Danielle always defends her. But so Lindsay says to Maya, she says, I'm 35. She's 25. She needs to learn how to not give a fuck, which is true. It's patronizing, but true. I get what, and but then she says she could come and talk to me if she wanted to.
Which she did at the birthday party. But we all know your birthday party is not the best time to have a heart to heart. But Sierra did offer.
She did. And Lindsay then even, this is where the little bit where I don't agree with Danielle when Danielle's like, Lindsay's just a casual makeup person. This is how she is. Just accept it. This is how I'm like, yes, she is. But she did say, Lindsay said, I can understand that she's super into Austin and he doesn't want to be into her and she's hurt by that. That comment, the way she said that, I think Paige is right that Lindsay is using, not as much as Paige wants, but I do think that Lindsay is kind of turning the knife a little bit of Austin with Sierra.
I think I will agree there. I don't think, excuse me.
Uh-oh. Had a little coughing fit.
I don't think that, that the way that Paige and Sierra, and not really Maya, but the way they see, if I'm going to talk about it, is chess moves and interpersonal dynamics of how to get things done in the house. And there, I don't think Lindsay is as concerned. She's like, she's handling them like pawns in a way. She's less concerned. She might have thought to do that on a tertiary level. She's thinking about getting laid and her next time where she can get let loose and the next time she can do her thing. So I think, I just don't think she even says, I don't think about you. And when she was talking to Sierra, and I think that's probably true in a lot of ways.
90%. I don't think she would have bragged how much that Austin and told everyone that Austin's sleeping in her bed when he arrived.
That was completely to rub her the wrong way.
But I agree. There's this, but I think that's the big deal, is that she wasn't thinking about Sierra, and Sierra is a people pleaser, and she is always thinking about other people to a fault of. She's thinking of if it's like when Lindsay said, I don't think about you at all. That's hurtful to a people pleaser, because you think as a people pleaser, well, I'm thinking about people all the time, which is the problem with people. But you're always thinking about other people.
And I have to ask you this. I agree with you.
Fucking girl. I'm just a normal fucking girl.
I'm a normal fucking girl. I will agree with you. What was Sierra keeping girl code when she kind of kept it, got really quick with Austin after Lindsay almost probably the next day said, I'm in love with you. Yes, that was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. But,
so how far, and actually Sierra kind of thought about it. It was kind of went back and forth. She's like, yeah, I just don't want to get involved. She did not take her long. So
no, it didn't. And all, and yeah, I agree. She wrote girl code. Now, with a lot of convincing from Austin that it's over and done and she's cool
right.
with it.
Right.
But she did. It was. And also that's a little different because Lindsay was with Jason.
Right.
Kind of. But again, like that. Watch people. Watch people, because Sierra's probably thinking, I could never have told Austin I love him and now I'm just hooking up with Jason. I could never do that. Lindsay can do that because Lindsay is so. Like you said, she's a fuck girl, and she just goes,
she's God. Present.
Yes. And so it's like, so it is a little bit of like,
goldfish. She's like, I'm right here. Or like when your dog is so happy to see you.
Yes.
It's like, I've just left. You've been gone for 3 years. It was 10 minutes. Yeah.
But like, I agree with you in that, like, so let's just talk about the dinner. And that when Sierra came at Lindsay with all this emotion, this didn't have anything to do with Lindsay to me. It was all about Austin. And it was misdirected. And it also was about, I think, Sierra, what she said, was saying in testimony. I think it's honestly more about her. That Sierra realizes, I listen to this guy. I believe this guy. I feel ashamed. I feel stupid. Or I feel whatever she's feeling. Yep. But that's when we get the most mad, is when we get mad at ourselves.
Yep. And I think... Danielle said it last episode. She's like, what really upsets me is I let two strong women come at each other to try to tear each other down over Austin.
Then you should then get in the middle of it at the end and completely insert yourself in an argument that you have. No, I mean, really, you're right. Paige and Danielle needed to sit this the fuck out.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, I don't agree Danielle was right here, but it's totally in her character. So I wasn't surprised when she jumped up. Danielle is that girl at the club. And
that's why Lindsay loves with her. But yes, that's why Lindsay loves her, because she knows she's going to be that girl that always jumps to defend Lindsay, whether it's right or not.
Right.
But it would be interesting to see what kind of conversation just Sierra and Lindsay would have, just those two in a room.
One.
Because I think, and a big faux pas is that, girl, read the room. Andy just had this beautiful thing about what is love. He's missing his family. And now you're going to take this moment to bring up your own bullshit and ruin his moment. Like, that was.
And I will say,
not cool.
That's not something you can fake. Those tears, you could tell. That's,
he looked hot too.
That was hard to watch, to the point where you knew it was when it was serious, when the people actually went after him instead of him. And you guys, it's interesting because you can kind of see the temperature. You could almost see Amanda kind of agreeing about Lindsay, But you saw
Amanda, Amanda, not to interrupt you, but Amanda said at that dinner when they went to dinner in New York, Amanda said, what
Lindsay,
did she say?
It's Lindsay. Yeah, Lindsay. I don't even blame Lindsay for it.
Yeah, she said, I don't blame Lindsay at all. And that's when
Paige and
anyway, go ahead.
What do you mean? Because I don't want to feel this way, but it feels like Paige is manipulating Sierra.
Well, she keeps saying to her, she's getting back at you for Vermont, which is a little true, but she keeps saying that to her in her ear.
And what's bad is because that goes for Paige's, that's good for Paige because Paige hates Lindsay. Paige also wants to be higher up in the social strata than Lindsay is. She wants to take her down. But one thing is that what you were watching there at that table, and you know, it starts off okay. And as soon as, you know, she's being, you know, I've been at a loss because how to talk to you. And there, you're like, okay, this is going to, okay, everyone's concerned. But then she says, you isolate your victims. And everyone goes, uh-oh. And you start to, you know, the temperature just changes. Everyone's face is just like ashen.
I don't get that what. Like someone needs. Do you know what she meant by? I don't know what she means when she.
Was meaning the way, like when she's is with guys, she just kind of hangs on them, and I think. But
how's that isolating?
Well, again, look at the terminology she's using. She's saying all of her men are victims. In other words, they did nothing to Lindsay.
Yeah.
The one who was the predator, so she can't. That's Sierra's biggest failing right here. She cannot actually have perspective that Austin still fucked her over because she still has feelings for him after 11 days.
You're right. Paige even tried to tell her that in the bathroom to say, you don't, she said something like, you don't realize this now, but you're going to be so much better off. This is not a long-term guy, but Sierra can't see it.
Never a helpful thing to say to anyone. You don't.
when you tell your best friend, Jaybird, I don't think this is the right guy for you. And then they end up in Arizona.
That happened once.
we've all been this before where we're just there. I don't mean it to sound patronizing because, you know, I'm my 40s, Jake's in his 60s. But when you get older, 18 months, I know.
18 months older than him, y'all. I look damn good if I was in my 60s. I look fucking great.
But there is like, you just, unless you just had an unbelievable life, there's just shit you're not going to know when you're 25 that you know when you're 35.
And honestly, this is going to sound like I'm going off on Pretty Girls, but Pretty Privilege. Y'all, you don't have to, I'm sure she went through her own struggles, but a lot of doors open when you're that pretty.
I think that, yes, she's very different than Lindsay.
Gorgeous.
But Lindsay, I don't think, Lindsay just now started to kind of learn this. And Lindsay's 35, 36, y'all.
Yep.
Like, think about Lindsay 5 years ago in Summer House when she was 30. Think about how she got so angry at, like, Carl. And, like, she was that person that believed fuckboys.
Yeah. I want to say if you tell yourself, you mentioned Sierra was a people pleaser. If you are a people pleaser and you have a problem with someone and you're like, I need to tell them about how they've wronged me or blah, 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 or why they've made me feel bad, ask yourself, is there any emotional currency between us? Because sometimes they're not going to give a shit. Again, Lindsay doesn't give a shit about her. And it's so, because otherwise nothing's going to happen and you'll just be feeling frustrated and everyone else is looking like, why are you even trying?
Because she doesn't give a shit about Paige and she's known Paige for 4 years.
Right. You know?
So what made, anyway, worst part is they ruined the Italian food, y'all.
And okay, worst part of the show, when Sierra put that knife on those marble countertops.
Oh.
I flinched and threw my pad across the room.
It was a lot.
That's someone's house.
Someone's house. That's someone's house.
Marble countertop.
It's someone's map. Did you say countertop?
Marble countertop.
Marble countertop. All right, y'all.
Neighbors, I just screamed, and my neighbors think I am literally a stark-raving crazy person.
You think, like, one of the hot couple that live by you that share the wall, do you think he just turned to his wife and said, honey, what's a fuckathon?
No, I think they think the conversations we've had, they're always like, you guys are always having such a good time, and sometimes we can hear it, but you're really funny. So, and
I'm have a good time.
You hear maybe 5% because it's like 5% funny. The rest of it's non sequiturs and weird jokes.
Well, think about this, and I wish y'all could see the video when I bring this up to Poodle. If they can hear us, then what have they heard you say in the bedroom?
Oh, my. Ooh, good thing I've got my ball gag in most of the time.
All right, on that note, y'all, go to realitygaze.com.
Or at least a pair of underwear.
We're done. Y'all, go to realitygaze.com. Come see us live. Hey, 90 Day Fiancé is delayed this week because we're doing our Boston show on Saturday and our Philly show on Sunday. That's where we're going to do this latest season of 90 Day Fiancé. You can check that season. So Boston and Philly, apparently it was a great episode. You're going to catch it. You're gonna catch it.
Herp.
Exactly, like the herp. Also, y'all go to our Facebook group, our Sissy Squad. We have fun in there.
We do. Y'all, like I said before, we're also gonna be on tour in our 5-city tour. We're coming to DC with hosts with special guests Mary Payne and Aaron from Pink Shade. Yes. There are still tickets available for that event. There are no VIPs left, but there's tickets left over. Atlanta's sold out, but there's plenty of tickets for Nashville still. It's a big venue.
There you go. Yeah, plenty for Nashville. So come at us. All right, everybody. So you know the deal, y'all. If you're sitting at an Italian dinner and you feel like you're about to get activated, just remember it's always good to have your best friend who's wearing a very, very large pink thong. Didn't know those were still in style, Danielle. But they are. I don't know if you noticed that. If it's wearing a very big, if she comes over your shoulder and she looks at your phone, and what does she say, Poodle?
Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts.
Oh.
But, what are you going to do? That summer.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.